Hey, I'm Krista Kankula. I'm a creativity coach, and I'm all about helping you use play and creative self-expression as a tool to cultivate more connection, fun, and joy in your life. Today is opposite day, or at least we're going to pretend it is. Novelty is such an important factor in creativity. And if you're someone who's already immersed in a creative practice or committed to living creatively, you probably notice that you naturally find yourself seeking novelty out in one way or another. And when it comes to our creative practice or creative work, it's important to shake things up every now and then and be curious about how a change or a shift in our approach or switching up our creative style altogether, how it inspires and influences what we're making and our mindset. So for today's exercise, it's a bit of a challenge. What I'm inviting you to do is for whatever project or creative practice you're working on at the moment, you're going to challenge yourself just for fun to do the opposite of that for one day. I'll give you some examples of how you can approach this opposite challenge. For example, if you're someone like me who likes to paint with a lot of colors, specifically pinks, oranges, and greens, and blues, maybe you challenge yourself to only paint in black and white, or you challenge yourself to paint with your eyes closed, or you challenge yourself to only use words to create an image or pattern on the page. If you're someone who really likes to photograph landscapes and nature right now, you could challenge yourself to draw or paint what you see instead, or take photos of people. I'll give you a few more examples. If you're someone who is writing a blog right now, you could challenge yourself to use a voice memo and talk out and record your blog posts instead of writing, sort of a mini podcast. Or you could challenge yourself to draw a comic that communicates the main theme behind your blog post. And one more example, if you're someone who's designing posters or some sort of graphics right now, you could challenge yourself to make that poster out of cardstock and cut and glue on shapes and text, really go analog with it. Or you could challenge yourself to create a 2-minute video communicating the event or main idea from the poster instead. These are, of course, just a few ideas to get your creative brain warmed up and thinking about how you can practice this fun opposite challenge for yourself. And if you take on this challenge, which we really hope you do, please share what you created with us. You can tag Ryan at creativepeople.podcast and me at Krista Kankula on Instagram. We can't wait to see what you create and how this opposite challenge inspires you.